Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. Luke 16, verses 8 and 9. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwelling. I suspect that just about everybody will agree that the gospel read in church on this ninth Sunday after Trinity is one of the most difficult readings in the entire Christian year, because on the face of it, it looks as if the Lord Jesus is approving some rather shady dealings. Well, what is going on here? A manager for a rich man suddenly learns that charges have been brought against him, that he has been wasting the rich man's resources and will lose his job. He says, "I cannot dig, to beg I am ashamed." And then he decides to ingratiate himself with the rich man's debtors by cleverly reducing what they owe the rich man, so that when the manager's out of a job, these grateful debtors will provide for him. And when this comes to the rich man's attention, he in fact commends the dishonest manager not for his dishonesty, but for his shrewdness. And the Lord Jesus says, the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwellings. To put all this quite simply, Jesus is saying that worldly people are more shrewd, more clever in dealing with their own kind than our believers. And Jesus tells his hearers, he tells us, to use what wealth we have, whatever God has given us, to make friends here on earth, so that when this life is over, they will in fact welcome us in heaven. Well, this is a bit difficult too, because when we hear that, we may again be very perplexed, as if helping people is what will guarantee our place in heaven. But how can that possibly be? We know that the Lord Jesus himself, through his holy life, his innocent suffering and death, his glorious resurrection and ascension, is himself the gate and door to heaven, and that we can in no way make ourselves worthy of the life and joy everlasting. That is pure gift of the merciful Savior. So again, what are we to make of all this? It is true that Christ alone is the gate and door of heaven. But it's also true that whatever good we do in this life, by way of showing mercy to others as Christ has shown mercy on us, is evidence of our faith. Evidence of our faith. As Christ is merciful, so also are those who trust in him. And it is the teaching of the Lord Jesus that the good we in fact do in this life, although not meriting eternal life, will in fact be rewarded in the life to come. Those we have helped will be witnesses to the mercy we've shown them, in helping them, we are in fact helping Christ himself, as Jesus himself teaches, that when at the last judgment the sheep on his right hand ask him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. What a call to repentance this is for all of us, for each and every one. This puzzling parable that Jesus tells is in fact an invitation to follow him in his great generosity. Remember how when St. Paul was gathering a collection for the poor Christians at Jerusalem, he wrote to the Christians in Corinth, "You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty you might become rich. He came to restore the image of God in us, which was lost through the fall, to replace our inborn selfishness with the generosity that we see so clearly, so fully, in the eternal Son of God made flesh for our salvation." In the church, we often talk about Christian stewardship. And what that means is simply this, that as human beings, nothing is finally our own apart from our sins. But everything that we are and we have is God's gracious gift. And we then are but stewards or managers of all that God has given us. Whatever God has given you and me, whether that be in terms of wealth or wisdom or compassion or sympathy or all kinds of gifts to cheer people, to encourage them, whatever gifts we have are to be shared as Christ shared completely his life with us so that we might share his forever. Everything we are and have is in fact lent to us by God to be used generously. Not just whatever wealth may be ours, but everything God has given us in terms of compassion, kindness, insight, intelligence, wisdom, cheerfulness, all kinds of skills, everything lent by God for us to use in mercy and love for others. In Jesus Christ our Lord, we see the magnificently generous God whom we are called to follow all the days of our life. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.